I once shared the gospel with a guy named Scott, because I discerned from the doorway to his room, we were fraternity brothers in college, that he wasn't going to move if I kept talking. And I asked him, and he kind of gave a non-committal answer, and I went for it. I was going to tell him about Jesus, because the word of the Lord never returns void. And I did, and I have no idea how that affected him. In retrospect, the only thing that doesn't make this an incredibly shameful memory is knowing that we knew each other for 4 years. So he either was intrigued a little more or a little less because of our friendship. He certainly knew what I believed. Did I mention we were fraternity brothers? It becomes pretty apparent what people believe in those kinds of organizations. It is not always good to share the gospel. It is not always kind to share the gospel. The word of the Lord will never return void, but the friendship can be tarnished when we share at a time that someone doesn't want us to. That's offensive. It can be unkind, especially if someone is in a moment of great disorientation. And that's such a challenge, because oftentimes when we're most unsettled is when we're most receptive to the gospel. But if you're the friend, you're assessing whether they are ready, whether they want to hear it, whether it will sound like good news. A nurse came up and talked to me this past Sunday after church and was mentioning how she was pressured a lot as a younger woman to share the gospel, and she felt really ashamed because she knew it would be unkind to do it, and yet she was hearing that she needed to be doing it all the time. And she's right. What your family needs from you is faithful presence as a follower of Jesus, which sometimes will mean words and sometimes not. As far as I can tell, Francis of Assisi never said, "Preach the gospel, if necessary, use words." And that's absurd. The gospel needs words. The gospel was mediated with words. I'm using words to talk about it right now. You're listening to my words, and it's, I hope, encouraging you and helping you think about the gospel on your Thursday or Friday commute. But what we love about that quote, even though St. Francis apparently didn't say it, is it's actions and words. The truth of the matter is that it's actions and words. And so as individuals and as organizations, we are to show up and be faithfully present, especially to the least of these that Matthew mentioned in chapter 25, the prisoner, the one without food, the one without clothing. And when we serve the least of these, we are serving Christ. And so the reminder is, faithful presence is what our friends need from us. They need friendship, which involves faithful presence. If we share the gospel and it's not clear that we're friends, then we have an agenda. And if we're actually friends with someone, eventually they will hear the gospel, maybe just in bits and pieces and fits and starts, but they'll hear the gospel through our lives. Our family needs us to be faithfully present in it. And our communities need from our churches faithful presence, both in ways that communicate the gospel and in ways that don't, which is why I'm pressing our church here in Simsbury to be as involved as we possibly can with the local food pantry. And maybe we'll get to share the gospel with some people, and maybe not in this particular context. So what we do is we hold up our calling as individuals, as an organization, and our calling is our circumstances, gifts, and affections. And we say, what is ours to do, Lord? And then we do that as a faithful presence. And we're watching out for our limits, because if we're not watching out for our limits, we will burn out. And we're also watching out for our motivations. If our motivation is to feel good about ourselves by serving the least of these, well, our hypocrisy is going to get the better of us sooner rather than later. But when our motivation is to love the least of these, as Christ describes in Matthew 25, because he has first loved us, then we offer ourselves within our limits, as best we can tell from what our circumstances, gifts, and affections would send us towards, as a faithful presence. This is the call to individuals and to organizations who are followers of Christ. It can be harmful to force the gospel into a conversation that is not inviting it, but it is never harmful to offer ourselves as a faithful presence to our friends, family, and community.